Welcome back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and in today's episode, we're talking about something that I think a lot of us have either thought about or experienced in our manifestation journeys: coaching. Specifically, is coaching really necessary? Should you invest in it? And if so, how do you even know which coach to choose? So let's start with the basics. What is a manifestation coach? Essentially, a coach is someone who guides you, offers advice, helps you break through any mental barriers you might have, and keeps you accountable on your path towards manifesting your desires. They bring their own experiences and knowledge to the table, giving you the tools and strategies that they believe are most effective. Now, personally, I've used Dylan James' coaching service before, and I have to say it was a really good experience for me. I learned so much about myself throughout the process, and I gained a better understanding of how to approach certain things in my life. But here's the thing. Just because it worked well for me, doesn't mean it will be the perfect fit for everyone. And that's what we're going to explore today. Everyone sees things differently, and that's where it can get a little bit tricky. I've noticed that some coaches even badmouth others by saying, oh, they're not doing it right, or this method is the only way that you can actually manifest. But in reality, every coach is really just teaching things from their perspective, from what worked for them. And that's where the beauty and complexity of manifestation come in. It's not a one-size-fits-all process. Some people may work with a certain coach and have amazing breakthroughs. Others might not resonate at all with that coach, and that's okay. You really do have to find someone who aligns with your personal beliefs, values, and goals. And that might take some trial and error. For me, Dylan's approach clicked because it really helped me reflect on myself in ways that I hadn't before. But I know others who have found success with different coaches who have completely opposite approaches. It's also worth mentioning that there's a lot of debate about the correct way to manifest. Some coaches insist that there's only one right way, but I don't agree with that. I think it's a very gray area because, again, what works for some doesn't work for others. Everyone's journey is unique, and that's what makes manifestation so personal. So how do you find the right coach for you? Well, first take some time to really understand what it is that you're looking for. Are you struggling with self-limiting beliefs? Do you need help with focus and clarity? Or maybe you just want someone to help keep you accountable and guide you in a more structured way. Once you have that figured out, look for coaches who specialize in those particular areas. Do your research, read reviews, watch their videos or listen to their podcasts if they have them, and get a real feel for their energy. It's important to work with someone whose vibe resonates with you. I'd also say to be wary of any coach who promises that their way is the only way to manifest. That is a huge red flag for me. There are so many different tools, techniques, and mindsets out there, and no single approach will work for everyone. Now, coaching can be amazing, but it's not the only way to get to where you want to be. If you're not ready to invest in coaching, or it just doesn't feel like it's the right fit for you, there are tons of other options. You can take the do-it-yourself approach by reading manifestation books, joining online communities, or using free resources like podcasts and YouTube channels. There are also plenty of online courses that offer structure and guidance without one-on-one element, which could be a good middle ground if you want something more than just a book, but less than personalized coaching. And if you enjoy a sense of community, group coaching programs could also be a great option. At the end of the day, coaching can be a powerful tool in your manifestation journey if you find the right fit. It can help you to see things from new perspectives, give you actionable steps, and hold you accountable. But it's not for everyone, and that's okay. Manifestation is deeply personal, and the way that you get from where you are to where you want to be will look different from someone else's path. My advice? Trust your gut. If a coach feels aligned with you, Give it a try. If not, there are plenty of other ways to manifest your dreams. So, I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever worked with a manifestation coach? What was your experience like? Or, if you're thinking about it, what's holding you back? Let me know. I want to thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Manifesting Minis. Please don't forget to hit that like button if you enjoyed today's episode, and consider subscribing on all your favorite platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen. Also, be sure to check out my HeyLinkMe page where you'll find curated links to a wealth of resources. From transformative content to exclusive offers, all are designed to help support you on your journey towards a more radiant and empowered you. Your support really means the world to me. Until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.